This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Welcome back, folks, to Trivia Friday. Ed Vitagliano, J.J. Jasper, Bert Harper are your professors today. Tim Wildman will be back in the captain's chair on Monday. He slipped out for a couple of days. And we are going to reset our questions. We can do it right off the bat and then probably one more time before the show ends. We got about a little bit less than 25 minutes remaining in the program. Brother Bert, reset your questions, please.
Okay, here's the question about Thanksgiving. Which U.S. state has the most turkeys? They raise the most turkeys. Is it Minnesota, Georgia, Texas, or Indiana? The Andy Griffith Show, it's still open. What were the names of the two characters that are mentioned many times but never seen? Both of them are females, okay?
Oh, good hint.
Okay. And here's this. You know, they quit making the penny?
Right.
Now, I didn't have this, but this is in 2023. The U.S. Mint no longer makes the penny. How much did it cost to make one penny in 2023?
Oh, I think I know the answer to this.
Yeah.
Okay.
We mentioned it earlier this week.
Yeah.
It costs more than it was worth.
That's right.
How much did it cost to make one penny?
That's good, Brother Bert. Here's what I've got. Veterans Day was Tuesday, so I want you to name the six branches of the U.S. military. Four are going to immediately come to mind, but there's actually six. Name the six branches of the U.S. military. And the other question I have, what are the nicknames of the Dean brothers who pitched for the St. Louis Cardinals? And if I can put my two cents in about something that you guys
how
mentioned.
How much are they worth?
Yeah. Wednesday, as you mentioned, we quit making the penny. I got up this morning, I put on my penny loafers, and but a penny for your thoughts about this. The penny, whenever U.S. Treasurer Brandon Beach, what he said, God bless America, we're going to save the taxpayers $56 million before he hit a button to strike the very last penny. That happened on Wednesday.
Wow.
And, you know, they've wanted to say that for decades, you know, that now they're obsolete. There's one on the sidewalk or in the curb. You won't even bend over to pick one up because you go, it's not even worth me bending over. You can't buy penny candy and all that. But that's in our lifetime, you know, they said the last time that they did away with a coin, because the government starts something, you can almost never end
right.
it. The last coin to be discontinued was the half cent in 1857. So we really are seeing something historic that happened on 1850.
Wednesday.
Wow, 1857. It, you know, it's nostalgic, you know, penny bubble gum, a jar of pennies, you know, they say a penny for good luck. So it is like you go, oh, I kind of hate to. I hate for things to change, but for decades, they said, to Brother Bert's point, it costs more to make than it does for what it's even worth. And so that's good that nobody can really be decisive, but, boy, President Trump can be.
Yeah. All right. So that's all your questions?
Yeah, no, but I just wanted to weigh in on that because
okay.
That's so current. That's crazy that just happened on Wednesday. They made the very last penny here in America.
Well, my understanding is if any of you folks feel like you're going to miss pennies, there are 300 billion pennies in circulation.
That's right.
So it's going to take a while before those disappear completely. But you're probably right. Not a whole lot of people are going to bend over and pick one up. They'll just sweep it away as trash.
Now, I know I'm going on and on, but they're already criticizing President Trump. How are we going to make exact
surprise.
Change? Yeah. How are we going to make, you know, we're not going to come out exact. Okay. And my daughter even said, how are we going to do it? You can write a check. All the young people, Venmo, you know, you can do all this scan, everything. You can use your credit card. There are all the ones criticizing. They're already wanting to make digital money anyway.
Yeah.
They're already saying it's time for all money to be. But yeah, just make it 1995. You already see that on the commercials. Hey, this is 1995. But wait, there's more.
and so I'm guessing that all the companies and businesses will round down, right? Instead of having the pennies. All right. So here are the last couple questions I have. A person from New York is called a New Yorker. while a person from Kansas is called a Kansan. What do you call a person from New Hampshire? And the other question I have is, what is another name for the sport of ping pong? What's another thing you can call it? All right, let's go back to the phones.
Let's go to North Carolina and talk to Kelly. Kelly, thank you for calling.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Do you want to answer, ask, or both?
Well, I'd like to just answer one. I don't have one to ask, but I'd like to shoot for the second one, I hope, the ping pong one.
All right, here's the question, Kelly. What is another name for the sport of ping pong?
I hope it's called table tennis.
It is.
Woo, that's it.
Hey, Kelly, nice way to put some English on your answer there, buddy.
In table tennis or ping pong, have you noticed those that are not professionals are usually defensive guys or offensive guys?
Yeah.
But those that can do both, now they can do it.
It looks like AI when you're watching these guys play that super level. It's incredible. So, Kelly, you said you don't have a question for us?
No, sir, I do not. I was just thinking about a few other ones that I might could answer, but I just wanted to answer one.
Oh, that's great. Table tennis. That's
Amen.
Good. Did
Amen.
You guys play?
Thank
now,
you,
we're
Kelly.
All three on the fringe of ministry. You guys are both pastors and youth pastors, so I know you guys probably played a lot of ping pong because that was part of the youth room.
We had a ping pong table growing up down in our basement.
We did as well.
And it was just a good time. With your friends, buddies come over. I'd sometimes drag my dad downstairs into the cellar, what we called the basement, and play some ping pong. It was just always a lot of fun.
Love ping pong.
We got I played ping pong for years and years in those youth rooms, and then we got stranded, four of us, best friends, during a snowstorm that lingered for about 10 days. And
wow.
We ran out. We ate all the food and all the cabinets, and the very last thing we ate was bouillon cubes, and that was the last thing.
You guys were without food.
Yeah, it was a blizzard.
Food?
Yeah,
wow.
And I was trying to tell my kids about it, and I said, I'm telling you, it was so cold. And I said, well, I'm just going to look that up. And they said it was below zero for 20 straight days.
In Kentucky?
Kentucky, yes. But anyway,
I remember you telling the story that you guys eventually crossed the frozen river.
Oh, we walked on the Ohio River. We got out there and walked on it, the Ohio River. What I was going to say was we played ping pong. We played like 10, 12 hours of ping pong, which we were all very, very good at it.
Yeah.
But we are at the place where if you let that thing get two inches over the net, somebody was going to slam it on you because we were just like cat-like reflexes.
Yeah.
Those were some good memories. Yeah. If you're going to be stranded in a snowstorm, it was nice to have a ping pong table.
Okay, great. Hey, let's go to Mississippi, and it's Jason. Jason, thank you for calling.
You're on.
You're on. Do you want to answer, ask, or both?
I'm going to do both.
Which question you want to answer, Jason?
I'm going to answer the one about how much it was to make a penny in 2023.
That's yours, Brother Bert.
What was it? How many turkeys?
No, penny.
Pennies.
How much did it cost to make a penny?
This headset is not as good as it needs to be, guys.
Right.
I understand. Okay, how much does it cost to make a penny?
$3.7.
That is correct.
That's good.
Way to go.
You guys know how much it costs to make a nickel?
How much?
14 cents.
No.
Yes,
oh,
it
you're
does.
Kidding.
That's why when people said that, I don't care what they do with the penny, but I said, well, it could, these things are in circulation for so long. You get your money's worth, but it costs 14 cents to make a nickel. So,
man. Okay.
Yeah.
Way to go. Hey, Jason, you got a question for us?
Yeah. What is the last word in the Bible?
Amen. Man.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. He wasn't excited it's about you answering that one.
No, he thought he was going to stump us.
Hey, Jason, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. If you can answer this question, I'm going to send you a ball cap, okay? But you got a sure enough answer.
Right.
I don't want you to ask anybody. This is going to be right off the top of your head, okay?
All right.
What is the first word in the Bible?
In.
Wow.
No, Jake.
And it's actually about baseball.
In the big inning. Yeah.
All right, Jason. So when we're finished
I guess we are finished.
Yeah.
Hang on. We're going to put you on hold. Cindy Roberts is going to get your information, and we will send you a ball cap, okay? All right.
Okay.
I think you're already on hold.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
way
good.
To go, Jason.
Way to go.
Let's go to Arkansas and talk to Kim. Kim, thank you for calling.
Hi, how are y'all doing?
Doing great. Okay.
Love that enthusiasm,
Amen.
Kim.
Amen.
Do you want to answer
it? Oh, thank you.
What part of Arkansas?
Well, El Dorado, Arkansas, but I'm from Louisiana.
Okay. Well, yeah, you got dual citizenship, it sounds like.
That's right.
Well,
yes, sir.
They're going to kind of freak out whenever they ask you to cook and you start doing etouffee and gumbo and boudin. You're going to have to explain boudin to those Arkansas folks.
You know what? They would freak out because I don't cook.
Okay. Well, then you're safe then.
Yes, sir. I sure am.
But you might starve to death if you call DoorDash and they don't show up and don't know anything about boudin. They have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, that could be.
It doesn't sound like it would bother you. You just seem like a very optimistic person. All right.
Thank you so much.
Okay, which one do you want to try to answer?
The turkey question.
Okay. Here it is.
Brother Bert.
In the United States, which state has or raises the most turkeys? Minnesota, Georgia, Texas, or Indiana?
Okay, we Googled this, my husband did, and it says that Minnesota is the number one.
You are.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
Hey, look at this.
Yay, you can see. I was going to ask you if I could answer the question with the gets the hat.
Well, you did it.
Yeah. That's it.
Now,
way to go.
Now, hey, with all that laughter and excitement, Kim, just to be clear, you didn't win the lottery. You just won a cat.
Hey, actually, I did, because Jesus Christ is the Lord and Savior of my life.
Amen. Preach it, girl.
Christian is... won the lottery.
You won the
in a
spiritual lottery.
Yeah.
That's right. Wonderful.
Yes,
good testimony.
Well, I'm glad you knew which kind of turkeys we were talking about, Kim, and you knew which ones to look up. Now, we were talking
my husband did.
Well, way to go. Hey, you got a question for us, and be sure, don't hang up. We got to get you addressed so we can get you that ball cap. But what's your question for us, Kim?
Okay. Are y'all ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay. How old is the oldest living horse on record? How old was the oldest living horse that was on record?
I'm going to just throw something out and say 35, just a crazy high
number. 35, wow.
Went to the Roy Rogers Museum.
Right.
And Trigger was mounted.
Still there.
Yeah. And that was 60 years ago, son.
But you know what? A little bit of backstory about that, Brother Bert. When they asked him, did he want some hay? He said, no, thank you. I'm stuffed.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
Now, sorry you had to hear that, Kim.
JJ literally, I would say, just about literally has a joke for every topic, because I don't know how you could have a statement about Trigger the horse and JJ has a joke about it.
You know what, having said all that, here's what I want to ask you to do. Pray for Melanie. No,
Roy Rogers had nearly everything. Bullet, his dog.
That's right.
They said it was good that he died before Dale.
Oh, that's so good.
Oh, wow.
All right, Kim, so make sure and stay on the line. What's your question for us?
Okay. Well, how old is the living?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. She already asked. All right, I'm going to say 35.
I'm just tossing out a number. I'm just going to say 22.
I'll go high and say 50.
Ooh, oh, man.
Wow. You're closest.
What?
I Googled this, okay?
Sure.
Yeah.
The oldest on record they have is 62. He died. He was 62. But y'all, that was in England, so who knows?
Well, that's
you know, across the pond, you can't never tell.
Well, that's That's good, Kim. You made us laugh. We love again how effervescent you are. What joy you exude. Stay on the line so we can get that cap size for your husband, since he was your lifeline. Let him, please let him wear that cap.
That is right.
Way we're to go, Kim. Put you on
nice.
Hold.
Wasn't she happy? And it sounded like she had so much joy.
Oh, my goodness.
May her
yeah.
tribe increase.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Y'all ready?
Amen.
Let's go to.
Let's just one last time as quickly as we can. I just have one question left. Let's go ahead and reset our questions for the last 10 minutes.
Okay. The Andy Griffith Show question. What two characters are mentioned many times but never seen? And that is mine as well.
Veterans Day was Tuesday. Name the six branches of the U.S. military. You know five, but there was one just recently added.
Yeah.
There, I'll give you that hint. Name the six branches of the U.S. military. And the other question, what are the nicknames of the Dean brothers? The Dean brothers who pitched for the St. Louis Cardinals. You know one of those Dean brothers. What was the other nickname of the other one?
My last question is, a person from New York is called the New Yorker, while a person from Kansas is called the Kansan. What do you call a person from New Hampshire or New Hampshire?
Okay, Jeff, you want to try to answer one of those questions?
Can you hear me?
Yes, you're on, brother. Go ahead, man.
Okay, great. I am not positive, but I'm going to take a shot at the Andy Griffith question.
Okay, right. Here it is. I was about to go away crying that they didn't answer my Andy
this
Griffith.
This is a good question.
Okay, what are the two characters that are mentioned many times but never seen on the Andy Griffith Show?
Okay, one of them I know has to be Sarah.
That is right.
Sarah the operator. That's right.
It. Okay, and it is a female, so who's the other one?
I would say, because I never saw her, and I still watch Andy Griffith, I would say Barney's little sweetie, Juanita.
Woo, yeah, right. Wait, we right. never Way saw we no. never saw Juanita.
Never saw Juanita.
He would sing to her. I would have loved to have seen her face when he was singing Juanita.
Well,
anyway.
Now, who did he show up with once or twice? We saw that he was slipped into the booth at the diner. Who was that? One of those other?
Oh, he had girlfriends.
But you know. Juanita, she worked at the truck stop, if okay. I remember right.
We never saw Juanita. Right. We never saw
Juanita.
Hey, nicely done, buddy.
You watch it now, Jeff. You still watch Andy Griffith?
Yeah, I see two episodes almost every afternoon.
Well, good
I just got to ask. That ain't got a lot. Do you have a favorite of all time?
My favorite is Opie's Charity. It's season one, episode six or seven.
Yeah,
where Opie only gives 3 cents to the underprivileged
now
kids.
Now you got to add that. A measly 3 cents.
Yes.
A measly 3 cents.
Right, right.
That's what Andy calls
and
it.
At one point, Andy says, piddling. A piddling amount like that.
Piddling. I like it. Well, listen, thank you. What's your question for us, Jeff?
I have a question about Happy Days, because I was actually going to guess Arthur Fonzarelli. But the Happy Days question is, Fonzie had a whole lot of girlfriends. But he had a favorite girl who was also in the Demolition Derby with him. Do you remember her full name?
Pinky Tuscadero.
Wow. Ed,
Fonzie
memory. And you know, that's funny that's right. that you would say that, and he would, a guy with the last name of Vitagliano. A lot of people don't know this behind the scenes on the weekends. All Ed wears is a T-shirt, and he slicks his hair back with a not dippity-doo. What's that? Vitalis. Yeah, Vitalis. He rolls up
dippity-doo.
And he rolls up a pack of cigarettes in the top of his T-shirt.
No, I don't smoke. It's a pack of playing cards. It looks kind of the same. Dippity-doo. I hadn't heard that for 50 years.
I was out drawing a blank. I just knew it was. Hey, Jeff, thank you for listening to AFR.
That's
have a great
awesome,
weekend.
Man. Hey, man.
Okay. Wow, you knew her name. I pictured her with her hard hat for that Demolition Derby.
I guess because it sounds Italian, it just stuck in my head.
What city were they in?
It was somewhere. It was near Milwaukee. Wasn't it?
It was Milwaukee.
Wow.
Milwaukee.
Were they in Milwaukee?
Yeah, and then Laverne and Shirley played off of that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay, got time for another one?
Oh, yeah, we got time for maybe a couple.
Let's go to Luke in Arkansas. Luke, thank you for calling.
Well,
hey, Luke, I got to tell you, between Kim's energy and your low energy, you guys are like opposite ends of the spectrum there.
Oh, man. I got on.
Yeah.
You sound, man, sound
sorry,
disappointed,
sorry,
Luke.
Sorry we're keeping you awake and boring you.
Yeah.
Hey, Luke, where do you live in Arkansas?
Hope.
Hope.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Right. Way to go.
Ask, answer, or do both?
Answer.
Which one you want to answer?
That's already been answered.
You can do it, Luke.
Go, Luke.
I'll answer. Which ones are left again?
Okay. All right.
Mine are gone.
Yours are gone.
All
okay.
Right.
What do you got left?
Name the six branches of the military, or what are the nicknames of the Dean brothers who pitched for the St. Louis Cardinals?
And my last question is: a person from New York is called a New Yorker, while a person from Kansas is called a Kansan. What do you call a person from New Hampshire? Can you do one of those?
That one.
Huh?
I'll answer the way you call a person from New Hampshire.
All right. What do you call a person from New Hampshire?
Let me think.
Okay.
Think about it.
Okay, Luke. Countdown's on, brother.
No pressure, though.
No pressure.
You can't name the branches of the service? How about the branches of the service? You can do that one, can't you?
Okay, I know it. I got it.
All right.
The New Hampshire question. I know it.
Okay.
New Hampshire tea? I don't know.
New Hampshire what?
I'm trying to pronounce it. I cannot pronounce
it. Spell it. Spell. I know you got the new spelled right. And pronounce that. What's the spell the last one?
H-A-M-P-S-H. I-T-E.
Yeah, New Hampshire.
That's right.
It's a New Hampshire
it.
Right.
All right, Woo. Good. Hey, and you stalled long enough to Google it. Good.
And we don't
stalling.
We don't mind that. That's we call it research. But Luke, we're gonna have to give you the award for drawing out the longest amount of time for a question. So
you get an award.
Do you have a question for us?
No, sir.
All right, buddy. Have a great
Luke,
weekend.
Thank you, man.
Thanks for being a good sport.
Okay.
All right. So you said all your questions
I
are,
did.
Are
I
answered.
Had one that I do want. I didn't get to it, but it's neat. I want to ask you guys.
Okay. You sure don't want to save it?
Yeah, I don't
want
to save it.
All right.
Still good. What does the D in D-Day stand for? What does the D?
Everyone thinks it means doomsday. It's not. It's I don't think it has a meaning.
It means day.
The
D stands for day.
Just the day. The day that we're going to be there in Normandy.
I couldn't believe that.
Here's
what I was looking for, a big one.
Six branches of the military. Go,
Ed. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, and Space Force.
Yes. What are the nicknames of the Dean brothers who pitched?
I just know Dizzy. Dizzy Dean.
Dizzy and Daffy. Brother.
Daffy?
Burr.
Yeah. I know that one.
I got all the info on it, but I'm out of time. But they were pretty amazing. They won 30 games in 19. Well, anyway, I got too much stuff, but they were both pretty amazing.
Yeah. And mine have all been answered. So.
Maybe I can say that they, Dizzy and Daffy, Jay and Paul Dean, played for the Cardinals, famous for leading the Cardinals to a World Series victory in 1934. One threw a shutout, one had a no-hitter.
That's it, folks. We'll see you next time.